This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for being with us for today's edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk to a very prolific writer, Daniel Sobieski. Daniel John Sobieski, I guess would be the full name. And he's been doing a lot of blogging at American Thinker, where I've seen many of his columns. A lot of them have to do with issues that touch on the Second Amendment. In fact, many of them touch on the so far unprosecuted crimes committed by the Obama administration. I'm thinking in particular of Fast and Furious. I guess it's, in fairness, there are so many scandals to decide which to go after, at least how to prioritize it. Hopefully that's the reason for not getting around to Fast and Furious prosecutions. But happily, Daniel Sobieski has not overlooked this aspect of the Obama administration. And there's still blood in the ground crying out for justice to be brought for an administration that willfully got the instruments of murder into the hands of murderers, knowing that they were the Mexican cartel bent on killing people. And we're quite happy to do it because it served their political objective of trying to make it seem as if the American gun owner, in particular gun stores along the Mexican border, were so irresponsible that all this crime was breaking out in Mexico. Well, what was breaking out in Mexico was the Obama crime syndicate. And Daniel Sobieski, thank you for putting some of your spotlight onto that crime syndicate.
I'm glad to do what I can.
You could almost make this your, you were just telling me before we went on the air that you're somewhat retired. I don't know that I accept the notion of retirement, but it doesn't sound as if you really are retired. And you could make this actually a little cottage industry of just going after the crimes of the Obama administration and the people they knowingly and willfully saw get murdered because it suited their political objectives. Nice people.
You know, this is just one of the Obama scandals, which would, you know, deserve a special prosecutor. We're chasing Russian phantoms. We're looking for Russians under the bed. But there are enough crimes committed by the Obama administration, each one of which would require a special prosecutor, and this is just one of them. Because, as you said, this Fast and Furious was a willful act to supply guns to Mexican drug cartels, the objective of which was to, one of the mantras of the Obama-Clinton administration was that 90% of the guns used in Mexico are smuggled in from the United States, and they were hoping to use that pretext to regulate gun shops, particularly in the southwestern states. And they thought, well, what if we run a few more guns down into Mexico, create even more violence, and then we can say, see, American weapons are causing violence in Mexico, therefore we have to regulate all these gun stores with stricter regulations.
Can you say cynical? Wow. That is just, well, it's beyond cynical. It's really quite evil. It was done with a forethought. And I remember at the time of the hearings that were held by, I'd have to say our feckless Republicans. To their credit, they had hearings and they brought out a lot of the information that you and I have seen, but then they haven't been willing to pursue the criminal indictment that they recommended to the D.C. U.S. attorney. Well, now there's a new president And if there isn't already, there should be, will be hopefully soon, a new U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. And he should be told, Mr. U.S. Attorney, go prosecute Fast and Furious. It was a murder for hire syndicate.
Exactly. And I've always been of the mind that people like Attorney General Eric Holder, I call them accomplices to murder, as it were.
Oh, I think that's fair. Yeah.
Because they were aware of what was going on. They facilitated what was going on, and they covered up what was going on. And I would be in full support of paneling a grand jury, having a special prosecutor just for this matter, and particularly regarding Eric Holder, who is the first attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress. You know, contempt of Congress is a crime, and I think he should be prosecuted for that, and he should be prosecuted for being an accessory to murder in the cases of Brian Terry and Jaime Zapata, who is another casualty on the border. And
yeah. And maybe if Mr. Holder had enough evidence presented to him that this is what's coming to you, fella, and we got a pretty good case, we think we can put you in jail for the rest of your life if we don't get the death penalty in this complicity for murder. So surely you didn't think of this all by yourself, did you? And get him to roll on where this came from. I think we would find that people in the White House, including the President of the United States himself, were perfectly happy to sign off on this.
One of the things we need to do is we need to get at those documents that were withheld under executive privilege under the Obama administration.
Good point.
There's a treasure trove of information, emails, and other documents that would incriminate a great many people, I feel. And it got so silly to the point that Eric Holder even extended, or Obama extended, the executive privilege to Eric Holder's wife. So
what is it? She had privileged information due to pillow talk?
Presumably they exchange emails. You know, I mean, we have the case of Hillary Clinton and Numa and Mr. Wiener and emails flying back and forth between them. So we don't know what communications he may have had with his wife. It could be pillow talk, but I would have rather think it was emails. And then, you know, why would he extend executive privilege to her if she did not have information and or documents that might incriminate her husband?
Well, they'd probably bridle at the old-fashioned term of Mr. Holder's helpmeet, but surely his wife, as many wives are, was involved in some of the business decisions. And this was pretty heady stuff. Hey, you know, we're gonna get that whole Second Amendment crowd, and we're going to put egg on their face, and we're going to fix their wagon.
Right. Yeah, it was all part of a campaign, you know, to demonize gun ownership, blame the gun is the source of rising crime in the country. And I always bristle when I turn on the news and they always call it, to say, gun crimes. They're not gun crimes. They're gang crimes, like in the city of Chicago where I live. And guns don't load themselves. They don't pull the trigger. There's a criminal somewhere who made the decision to commit a crime. And the phrase I use is we should be pursuing goon control, not gun control.
I like that. That's very good. I want to write that down before it gets away from me. You made some interesting points about the Fast and Furious program. El Chapo, one of the Mexican drug cartel leaders who is now a guest of the United States, in his rather extensive gun collection, they found a 50 caliber rifle that had come from Fast and Furious. Hey, I'd like to get one of those. They're pretty neat. And El Chapo had one down there in the heart of Mexico. And here's the head of Gun Owners of America, and he doesn't even have his own 50 caliber yet. We're talking today with Daniel John Sobieski, writes frequently for the American Thinker, and we'll get other contact details on him when we get back from this break.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, I'm talking today with a man who just came up with perhaps a bumper sticker for Gun Owners of America, namely Goon Control, not Gun Control. That alliterates, and it really gets to the point, and few enough words that they really would be visible and readable on a bumper sticker on the car that might be in front of you. Daniel Sobieski, where can people, I presume people can find you on the web. You might have your own website. I haven't even checked, I confess. I just know that you're all over American Thinker, AmericanThinker.com, and there's a marvelous collection of your writings there. But is there another place you would direct people to go to find you on the web?
Well, they can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/Daniel Sobieski. And I have two Twitter accounts. One for the prime account is Gerfingerpoken. That's GERFINGERPOKEN. And there's also a Gerfingerpoken 2, which I... I'll explain what that means if you want.
I would. It sounds kind of humorous, but
The short story is that I had a career in computer systems, and we had a sign on our computer for people who would walk in and want to look at the computer, and it was something along the lines. It was kind of in broken German. Das Maschinen ist nicht für Gerfingerpoken. So sits down and watch their blinking light. And when I first enrolled on Twitter, I tried to find a unique handle, and everything I entered just seemed to have been taken. So I said, "Oh well, I don't think anybody took this one." So I just wound up using it. But they can find me on Twitter, at Fingerpoken.
That's great.
In addition to stuff from American Thinker, I also occasionally post stuff I wrote when I was working on the editorial page for Investor's Business Daily.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, a really good number of pieces that I've found that you've done on a number of issues, including fairly frequent thoughts about the gun issue. You reminded me of something that I don't think I'd seen since the hearings that the feckless Republicans had on the gun runner Fast and Furious scandal. And that was that the president himself, we have on record, had ordered the program to be sped up, which would mean we're not getting enough guns into the hands of the Mexican cartel, and not enough people are being killed.
Exactly. You know, one of the things about the hearings, Eric Holder sort of testified at, was that he kept claiming he didn't get the memo. And yet, this actually, like say, Eric Holder bragged about it, and Obama actually took credit for it. And I believe I'm trying to think back. There was a speech. I think Eric Holder went to Cartagena, Mexico,
right,
in 2009.
And that's right.
He bragged up. He called it Gun Runner, which was a precursor to Fast and Furious. But he did brag about expanding the staff and pursuing it more vigorously. And so both Obama and Holder have claimed ownership of Fast and Furious.
Which means that this murderous program wasn't something that was operating by rogues in the FBI or the ATF. This came right from the Oval Office. And it wasn't Michelle Obama, and it wasn't one of the daughters. It was the president himself.
Exactly. And again, it was with the express purpose of fomenting more gun violence in Mexico, in perhaps even cross-border violence, with the idea of using that as a pretext for imposing more restrictions on legal gun ownership.
You know, during the hearing, I remember rather vividly the memos that had been pried from the cold, dead, bureaucratic fingers of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And the acting director had written in a memo after looking over one of the weekly reports, which showed a fairly substantial increase in the body count associated with Fast and Furious. And his response to that when he was briefed on that week's summary was, good. This is an American citizen saying good about the number of people getting to an early grave. This guy could have been a direct descendant of Joseph Stalin.
Exactly. I mean, their modus operandi is very Machiavellian. And, you know, whether it be U.S. border agents or hundreds and hundreds of Mexican nationals being killed with guns supplied by the Obama administration, I mean, it suited their purpose, which was, again, to facilitate gun control in a kind of a backdoor manner. They say, we can get more people killed with American weapons than we can restrict American gun sales.
It seems to me the media hasn't yet explained why they weren't alarmed about the murder of all those little brown people, Mexicans. But once one of our guys got it, Brian Terry, who is a rather exemplary physical and mental specimen, a Border Patrol agent who was gunned down by cartel thugs using one of these guns, now we have a problem and a scandal. You know, so the media has really disgraced itself numerous times, just with this one scandal alone.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a genuine scandal. It's a genuine crime, and you know, not only did it expose Fast and Furious, but I wonder how far this ongoing crime would have persisted if say Brian Terry hadn't been killed. You know, that kind of exposed it. But if that incident hadn't happened, how far along, how many more people would have died as a result of maybe they would have expanded the program even further?
You know, I think you're absolutely right, because there were reports of Fast and Furious type operations in cities outside the Southwest, in even as far away as Florida.
Oh, sure.
So, yes, I think you're right. They were, like any good business enterprise, they were planning an expansion. So they had market saturation.
Exactly, exactly. But they got caught. And, as long as we're mentioning Brian Terry, the recent House investigative report that exposed how the Obama administration and Eric Holder lied to the family member, Brian Terry's family, about what was going on. And I think that just adds another level of, ickiness to the whole matter, that they lied to Brian Terry's family about how he died, why he died, just like Hillary and Obama lied to the parents in Benghazi.
Seems to be a behavior pattern there in this elite circle of people who know that murdering a few people is good for the common whole. I guess it's a concept that's not unfamiliar to those that have had experience with totalitarian governments. Talking today with Daniel John Sobieski. Find him at AmericanThinker.com and other places on Facebook.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Daniel John Sobieski, a frequent contributor to The American Thinker, AmericanThinker.com. It's one of my favorite sites for opinion and news. It certainly relieves me of the anxiety and discomfort of trying to get news from non-news sources. Definitely check out American Thinker, put it in your bookmarks or whatever. It's really quite good, and happily they carry the fairly frequent postings of Daniel John Sobieski. One of the things that hasn't happened with Fast and Furious is that Inspector Magoo, a.k.a. Robert Mueller, hasn't apparently seen a thing wrong that might have happened at Fast and Furious and is not interested in investigating it. But some lawyer babe that was brought over by one of Obama's minions, I guess, in State Department, has she's maybe involved in this. And oh well, that's not really of interest. And hopefully the Trump Justice Department is not going to let these things slide. I really want to keep lighting fires about Fast and Furious. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were murdered as a direct result of a deliberate feeding of guns to the hands of Mexican cartels by our U.S. government. And, oh, well, the next subject, please.
Well, there are some interesting linkage to what's going on with the Russia, and the Russian lawyer that met with Donald Trump Jr., I said, why aren't we interested, as long as we're interested with collusion with foreign nationals, why aren't we interested in Obama's collusion, Hillary collusion, with the Mexican drug cartels? You know, they worried about foreign interference in our elections, yet we willingly interfere in the affairs of foreign governments, like funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars to a group in Israel opposing the re-election of Prime Minister Netanyahu, and with Fast and Furious. We're fomenting violence in our neighbor to pursue a domestic political agenda, and yet that's not of interest to any investigator or special prosecutor, and it's very curious.
Let me rephrase what you just said, because I think you've hit a really biggie. We were fomenting violence in over the border, particularly in Mexico. Fomenting violence, and we're just not interested in pursuing what we were doing. No wonder we don't learn from our past mistakes. It's a major scandal. And then, as you pointed out in some of your other postings, you observed that at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, where a bunch of people were gunned down, in a gun-free zone, Obama had the extraordinary, I'll call it insight, if you'll pardon the sarcasm, to observe that, well, more guns for self-defense defies common sense. Really, I would say one or two would have perhaps made a huge difference in Orlando.
One of the lessons that we should draw from the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, was the argument that bad guys with guns are only stopped by good guys with guns. If you know, by the grace of God, Steve Scalise was there with armed security.
And he only had it because he was number three.
Of House leadership, yes.
Had it been number four Republican in priority, then there almost certainly wouldn't have been.
He unfortunately had to take the bullet and they'd want to put him in the hospital. But if he had not been there with his security, you might have had two dozen congressmen slaughtered.
Apparently, hundreds of rounds were fired. This guy was really armed. It's a wonder he could walk.
Well, you were also lucky it was a bad shot.
Yes.
He had a lot of them at point-blank range, and his aim was terrible. The fact that Scalise had armed security and the fact that this guy was a bad shot saved a lot of lives that day. But again, that baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, was a gun-free zone.
In effect. Now, I'm glad you brought this up, because, yes, I would argue it was, too. Not by Virginia law, not even by Alexandria law, because they can't contravene state law. But all these folks were going from that ball field in Alexandria, Virginia, which is about 15 minutes without traffic from the U.S. Capitol, over to work in the U.S. Capitol, where guns are verboten. You may not have guns in the district. And so they were going to a place where they would have had no time to go home, ditch their guns, and then go to work. Yes. In effect, they were in a de facto gun-free zone, which shows that bad gun laws have an impact even beyond the immediate legal jurisdiction where the law has been imposed.
Yeah, you know, if you look at all the major, they call them mass shootings, most of them were gun-free zones. I mean, I've written about the shooting at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, mm-hmm. where the shooter had at least a half a dozen movie theaters closer to his house than the one he chose. The reason he chose that particular theater is because they had it posted on a sign in the front of the movie theater that the guns could not be carried inside the theater. And he knew that there would be no one there to shoot back.
Not unless they were breaking the law. We can't have that.
Right. And I've written before. I says, okay, you gun control zealots. I said, if you're really serious about what you believe, you put a sign in front of your house saying this house is gun-free, while your neighbor puts up a sign that says protected by Smith & Wesson, and see which house they pick to break in the middle of the night.
Exactly. In fact, there have been actually, I first saw it as a like a GIF. Somebody had made a drawing of it. But I believe there was actually a neighbor who had set up the same set of signs that I first saw as by artist's imagination, with an arrow pointing to his next-door neighbor saying, he hates guns. I have lots of them.
Exactly. I remember seeing a post someone said that because they're like in Seattle, they're trying to tax bullets as a way of reducing gun sales and bullet sales.
And I appreciated your column where you commented on that. I wanted to go there because that really is a pretty stark report on just what a brainless anti-self-defense position the city fathers of Seattle took. How's that gun control working out for you, Seattle politicians?
Well, after they did that, interestingly, after they imposed that tax, gun sales didn't decrease. They just went elsewhere. And but in Seattle itself, the homicide rate doubled, in effect, after that gun tax was imposed, because it became difficult within the city. You know, I mean, some people can go to the suburbs and they can go to the next county and make purchases, but it's like inner city residents, like in Chicago and major cities, they can't, they're kind of stuck. So if you're stuck, get access to guns and ammunition in the inner city, they're less likely to be able to defend themselves. And the criminals know that. They know it's more likely when they break into a house that the resident is not going to be able to shoot back. I saw a sign related to the gun and ammunition tax. The guy said, because of the price of ammunition, I will fire no warning shots.
Excellent. Well, we got another segment to go, folks. Don't go away. Talking with writer Daniel John Sobieski, thinking about something else. But he has written a lot, an American thinker, and has had some really great stuff about the gun issue. We're going to be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Daniel John Sobieski. I see him in the pages of the American Thinker, AmericanThinker.com. And he's written on a lot of subjects. We've been talking about the gun issue, and he's had a lot there. But he's talked about some other things as well, which I found very interesting. And one of the topics that I wanted to get to, as we don't now have all that much time left, is the subject of Poland and what President Trump did over there in the talk that he gave, and the juxtaposition. If you think about what our former President Obama had done, removing the missile shield from Poland and telling Medvedev, you tell Vladimir Putin that I do much more flexibility after the election, you know? And I could almost hear the Russian accent coming out of Obama. What a lovely guy. And, of course, Putin, being the thug that he is, certainly has been interested in taking advantage of it. And if it hadn't have been for the election of Donald Trump, I don't think it would be going quite the same way with Poland right now. What say you, Mr. Sobieski?
Well, I think Poland is probably should be the poster child for colluding with the Russians, and the collusion
Thank
was
you.
Done by Barack Hussein Obama when they betrayed Poland and the Czech Republic by pulling out the missile defense systems that have been promised them. Now,
let me just interject because I hadn't thought of this before. See if you think there's any relevance here. There was another guy, it strikes me now, quite similar to Mr. Obama. He was British. His name was Neville Chamberlain. And he didn't think that it was all that important what would happen in Czechoslovakia, and that after he signed a peace treaty, kind of like we did with Iran, with a ravenous wolf of a dictator, Mr. Chamberlain proclaimed, well, there'll be peace in our time. And it would seem to me that Obama had the same notion that, golly, if I remove the missile shield from Poland, then that will tell Vladimir to cool his jets, right?
Well, there's a kind of a parallel here between guns and weapons. In
yes.
that, just as the liberals believe guns are the source of crime, they also believe that weapons cause war.
Bingo.
And that was, you know, Neville Chamberlain, peace in our time. Appeasement will prevent war. This was kind the betrayal of the Poles was kind of a form of appeasement. And then Obama believed that if only we make nice with our enemies, they'll make nice with us. And it just doesn't work that way. An interesting sidelight of the Trump visit was he went to the Warsaw Uprising Memorial, and that is of great significance to the Poles. What was interesting about Obama's betrayal is that it was told to the Poles on the 70th anniversary, I believe, of the Soviet invasion of Poland. He was so tone deaf that not only did he pull a rug from underneath Poland, he did it on the anniversary of the Russian invasion of Poland.
Well, there was other symbolism involved during Trump's visit, which I wanted to bring up. They, at one point, seated President Trump under a portrait of evidently one of your ancestors, King Jan Sobieski III of Poland, the guy who made it so that neither you nor I ended up speaking Turkish because he stopped the Muslim Turkish invasion of Europe. And that symbolism wouldn't have occurred with a President Obama for sure.
No, that was very significant because, again, you know, just like back then, the Muslim invasion, Islamic invasion of Europe was stopped. Essentially, that's what Trump is calling for, resist the Islamic invasion of Europe, of the United States, and the attempt to oppose Sharia law everywhere.
That is what any clear-thinking Western leader should be seeking to do. Trump clearly gets it. The Polish government gets it. Apparently, the Hungarian government gets it under their leader, Orban, and other Central European governments seem to get it. But the countries that are awash in a Muslim invasion, such as particularly Britain, even the so-called conservative prime minister is acting as if she's clueless.
Well, they're trying. It's the embrace of multiculturalism. And notable about Poland is that they're taking a lot of grief from their European Union fellow members,
mm-hmm.
because Poland is one of the countries, and I think there are several you mentioned in the former Soviet Empire,
right.
that are resisting. They don't accept any refugees. Now, Poland has accepted, I believe they accepted, I mean, you know, not zero, next to zero. And they're also the only, if you look at a map of Europe where the terrorist attacks have occurred, there's a big void where Poland is.
Well, Poles might be open to accepting a few refugees,
yeah.
but clearly they don't want refugees who think that Muhammad is the guy on whom the sun rises and sets. They would be willing to take Yazidis, Baha'i, Christians for sure. They just really don't want people who seem to enjoy cutting off heads.
Well, I've always believed that we should accept to this country, to America, anyone who wants to become an American. And I would use as my standard, you know, the travel ban that was imposed was based on the fact that we couldn't vet these people properly from these six or seven countries.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would impose a religious test, which Trump has been accused. I would impose a Sharia law test, saying that we do not admit anyone who accepts Sharia law as their guiding principle. Because Sharia law is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, and you shouldn't let anybody into the country that has a higher frame of reference than the U.S. Constitution.
Well, if you want to use Sharia law instead of Islam as the litmus, be my guest. I'm not going to fight you over that because they come from the same source. But I think we're on the same page.
Right.
You don't want people who are, as you just pointed out, unwilling to learn about and submit to the precepts of the U.S. Constitution, which is those precepts in our Constitution clearly are incompatible with Sharia law. So that's something, of course, that greatly excites the West, the Western liberal, because the Western liberal sees an ally with Islam because both want to destroy the West. I wonder if there was such a fifth column at the time that the Muslim invasion from Turkey was stopped by whatever your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, the Gates of Vienna. We seem to have this debate every generation where we continue to want to deceive ourselves that, oh, can't we all just get along?
The Rodney King principle applied to foreign policy. there are various periods throughout history. The period between World War One and World War Two, where everybody seems to relax, and World War One is supposed to be the war to end all wars, and I says, well, you're not going to end all wars unless you end all tyrants, and we have to rekindle in this country an appreciation of the liberty that was fought for and paid for in American treasure and blood many times over, and appreciate the sacrifice that was made, and realize that our contest with radical Islamic terrorism, it's going to be a generational conflict, just like the Cold War was. It took us 60 years to bring down the Soviet Empire. It may take us that long to finally put the nail in the coffin of Islamic radicalism. But we need that dedication. We need that appreciation,
yes,
of sacrifice, which we don't have in this culture of iPhones and iPads. And we live in a society where nobody has to know anything because they can look up everything. But they have an abysmal knowledge of American history and world history.
Don't make me uncomfortable with your views, because I'm a snowflake and I might melt down. My guest today, the deliciously politically incorrect writer in American Thinker and other places, Daniel John Sobieski, has really nailed some of these subjects. I hope you'll go to AmericanThinker.com. You can find his columns, they're archived there, and we sure appreciate what you've been doing, sir. Thank you so much.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.